In Rome, the lower house of Italy's parliament has approved a controversial conflict of interest bill. It allows Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi to retain control of his vast media empire while in office. Opposition MPs, realizing they could not defeat the measure, walked out of the chamber before the vote. It now goes to the Senate, where passage is assured. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports from Rome.
An angry crowd of people, mostly middle-aged and middle-class, gathered outside the Italian parliament yesterday. The crowd was protesting against what they call the Save Berlusconi Bill. It stipulates that mere ownership of a private business or stakes in one do not make a person ineligible for public office. Furio Colombo, editor of the leftist daily L'Unità, says the law will enable Berlusconi to hold on to his private empire even as he exercises control on the country's public assets.
There is not a single law that can be discussed and approved and passed without putting underlining the immense conflict of interest of this particular prime minister. He owns almost everything and is about to control almost everything.
Berlusconi's personal fortune is estimated at over $10 billion. His multimedia conglomerate includes three TV networks, which claim 50% of the national TV audience. He also owns newspapers and magazines, Italy's biggest publishing house and its biggest advertising agency. And he's much more than Italy's Citizen Kane. He owns a big bank, an insurance company, a soccer team, a movie production company, and a chain of movie theaters. The prime minister is facing several judicial proceedings in which he is accused of corruption, but Franco Frattini, the sponsor of the conflict of interest bill, said in parliament that everyone has the right to public office.
C'è un dovere costituzionale, direi morale.
Frattini said it's a constitutional and moral right that the political system not obstruct, but rather facilitate access to public office by those who, like the people now in government, have worked hard all their lives. Giovanni Sartori, professor of political science at Columbia University, is back in his native country and is speaking out against the bill.
It's saying Berlusconi can do whatever he wants. So it's a whitewash, I would say.
But the government and its supporters vehemently reject opposition charges that Italian democracy and the state of law are endangered. Marcello Veneziani, a right-wing commentator, dismisses suggestions that Italy is Berlusconi land.
Do you really believe that we have been deprived of freedom of speech, that satire, entertainment, information and the daily media are all controlled by Berlusconi? The idea that democracy is threatened is ridiculous.
Last week, the two speakers of parliament, both from government parties, appointed the new board of directors of the state-run TV broadcaster. None of the five members has any experience in the TV industry, but three of them are close to Berlusconi. Opposition critics say state TV will now slant the news in Berlusconi's favor. Professor Giovanni Sartori agrees.
This is a monopoly of the formation of public opinion, because it's not only television. Berlusconi conditions three-quarters of the press. But you know, there are things that most newspapers won't write against Berlusconi. And then controls advertisement. This is enormous. If it's not a regime, it's worse. I mean, certainly it's nothing that has ever happened to a democracy.
Over the last month, tens of thousands of people, mostly middle-aged and middle-class, have taken to the streets in various cities to protest against Berlusconi and to call for a more effective opposition. One opposition senator, Tana de Zulueta, says this unprecedented grassroots movement can't be ignored.
This is more than indignation. This is a claim for citizenship. And that's the stuff of democracy. And that's what we have to answer.
The opposition has called for a mass rally in Rome tomorrow. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.